Rising human consumption and domesticated land used for agriculture in cities occurred at a much greater rate than the prior period. Domesticated land increased from 12.5% in 1800 to 25% in the 1950s. This was in line with a step reduction of forest areas. In the early 1900s, the first signs of global biodiversity loss were visible. Concerns about increased domesticated land and the loss of natural areas were the central discussion of the conservation movement. This movement started in the U.S. in the 1880s, and their focus was to conserve and preserve nature that was untouched by man. At the same time, industrial pollutants increased dramatically, affecting clean air, water, and soil. An indicator of industrial pollutants are SO2 emissions. During this time, they steeply increased, resulting in local hotspots of air pollution in industrial and urban areas. An extreme example is the Great Smog of 1952 in London. 4,000 people died and 100,000 suffered from respiratory diseases. Nevertheless, most of the impact was limited to a regional scale with limited global impact. The public health movement in the 19th century focused on addressing these pollutants. In summary, at the end of this period, a global environmental footprint of 0.5 Earths was reached. The period witnessed an increase in environmental drivers and impacts. These drivers and impacts doubled and tripled within a period of 150 years when compared with pre-industrial conditions.